I don't think we take into account the power of darkness in this world enough. There is a battle that's going on, and we get caught up in our own life, in our own troubles, and in our own worries. And yet, there is a battle going on for the kingdom. Now, I know Christ will win because he was resurrected. He ascended to the Father. And I know him personally. And I have his Holy Spirit who is always with me. But there is a battle constantly going on. I wonder if we just give up at times. I wonder if we give in to the power of darkness. When Christ calls out to us, do we just stand by? In today's passage, it's very unique. In Luke 22, it says this, "And while Jesus was speaking, behold, a crowd came, and the one called Judas, one of the 12, was preceding them, and he approached Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said to him, Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss? When those who were around him saw what was going to happen, they said, Lord, shall we strike with the sword? And one of them struck the slave of the high priest and cut off his ear. But Jesus answered and said, stop, no more of this. And he touched his ear and healed him. I have seen tragedy that is just unmentionable. I have seen bodies torn apart. I have seen death. I have seen people who were just torn apart and battered. And in this moment, the high priests, the chief priests and officers of the temple and the elders saw a bloody mess. They saw a sword come down. They saw an ear cut off. They saw it bleeding. And the scripture says, stop, no more of this. And he touched his ear and healed him. You need to understand this. The chief priests and officers of the temples and the elders had plotted to kill Jesus. They saw him teaching in the temple. They saw him healing people in the temple. And yet they sought to kill him. You would think that the ones who served God and sought God would be the one who would recognize the power of God the most. It's almost as though Christ gave a last testimony of his power. He healed someone right in front of them. Did any of the priests go, this is surely the Son of God? Did any of the elders do that? Did any of the officers do that? Did any of the crowd look at this magnificent healing and say, surely this is the Son of God? But Jesus answered and said, stop. No more of this. And he touched his ear and healed him. Then Jesus said to the chief priests and the officers of the temple and the elders who had come against him, "Have you come out with swords and clubs as you would against a robber? While I was with you daily in the temple, you did not lay hands on me. But this hour and the power of darkness are yours." Such a deep and profound statement. We tend to ignore that there is a power of darkness in this world. And even more so, the power of darkness can affect you personally. When you determine to follow Christ, there will be a battle. And it is a battle not only for your soul, but for the souls of those people around you. Today, please be reminded, this is the Son of God. This is the Son of God who came to seek and to save the lost. Rather than calling out the angels and killing his opponents, he sacrificed himself. He poured out his blood. He gave his body. He gave his life, and he suffered on our behalf that you can be healed. There are times when the power of darkness comes over us, when we feel like giving up, when the pain is too much, when the depression goes so deep that you can't move. But look at the miracle. Look at the testimony of God. Jesus Christ seeks you every moment of your life so that the power of light can fill you, because he is the light of the world. He will heal you. He will strengthen you. And you will see God work miracles in your life. Father, thank you for your child. Let them see your healing miracle today. Let them always walk in the kingdom of light. And Father, thank you that you are the one who seeks us first. Amen.